Well, good morning, everyone. Fantastic to be together by this great technology. You know, a few years ago, I was in Burkina Faso, and we were giving balloons to children, which is a fairly incredible thing to be doing in Burkina Faso. They don't often see something like a balloon, and we had about 30 or 40 kids. We were in a church doing an event, We gave all these balloons out, and it was really interesting to see the different reactions of all the children. There were some children who took the balloon, and with their friends, they bounced it in the air and banged it all around the place, and pretty soon it would hit the ground, and they were outdoors in a, you know, a dirt place, and it wasn't long before the balloon went bang and was burst. And that was the end of it. But of course, there were several of them, so they blew up another one and carried on for a while. But ultimately, it's a temporary thing. Other children sort of, it was too precious to do that with, so they sort of cuddled the balloon to themselves and wouldn't let anyone else hold it or touch it. And then there was a third group who seemed to disappear. And I think what they were doing was taking the balloon home and hiding it so that nobody else would have it. And as I watched those kids doing it and watched their different reactions, I thought there's many of us who live our lives in the same way. There are some who live our lives at a breakneck pace, trying to do everything in one go. There are others who are hiding things away and trying to hold on to things. And as I thought about that, I was reminded of a verse that we read in Isaiah. Sarah's going to put it on the screen. She's not very awake. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord stands forever. There's one of the Psalms where the psalm writer talks about that our lives are like grass, that our lives are temporary things. You know, a balloon is a temporary thing. Whatever you do with this balloon, even if you try and hold on to it, even if you save it up and hide it away, in a few days it's going to have oxidized and the outside will go dull. In a week's time, it will be deflated because rubber leaks and the air goes out from a balloon. It's a temporary thing. And you know, there are lots of people whose life is all about balloons. There are some people who they're living for the moment. I'm just going to write on here, hopefully not bursting it, the moment. I don't have teachers writing, so you may not be able to read this, but they're living for the moment. They go from balloon to balloon. Everything, while the going is good, all is well. They're living the dream, doing what they like as long as they're happy. Jesus spoke of somebody like that, the prodigal son, who he wanted to live his life for the moment. He asked his father for all of his inheritance, and he went away and he spent it all. But there came a moment where the money ran out. There came a moment where the balloon went flat. And his response is maybe a good response. He said, I need to go back to my father. And that's, you know, what it can be like for us. You know, sometimes we're spending our lives on stuff and we realize that we're wasting our time. You know, this moment where we're all locked in our houses and we're by ourselves, and we're many people reflecting on what they think is most important in life. And maybe like the prodigal, we need to be saying, I need to go back to the Father. There are other people in life who spend their time in a different way. They're more about getting stuff. Whatever that means for you, it might be possessions, it might be money, it might be a house, whatever it can be, it's about getting stuff. Jesus spoke about somebody that did that, a rich farmer his barns were full. He had harvested so much that his barns were full. And Jesus said, he's a fool because today his life is going to come to an end. Again, he's storing up stuff on earth. But Jesus said, lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. One day the balloon is going to deflate. And where will you be? You can't take it with you. You know, as I've read the story of Jesus this week, it struck me how little Jesus had. It struck me how much he did not possess. You know, there are many possessions that we have. Jesus didn't have possessions like that. In fact, when they crucified him, all he had was his clothes. It says they gambled for his clothes. And as he was crucified on the cross, he had to ask John to look after his mum Mary because there was no provision. And so here, when we end up saving up stuff for ourselves, as we read before, the grass withers, the flowers fade. It all is temporary. Like the balloons in Burkina Faso, those children that went away and hid those balloons, those children that went away and spent time trying to hold on to it, eventually the air comes out. The air is supposed to be coming out faster than it currently is of this balloon. Let me poke another couple of holes. Eventually the air comes out and everything is deflated. And that will happen to us if we put our trust in stuff. And there's a third group of people. And you may think this is not a bad thing, and it isn't a bad thing, but they put their trust maybe in family, maybe in friends. And at this time, that's what many people are focusing on. Family and friends, that's the people that we can talk to, and that's the people we can spend time with. But you know, the same is true of them. One day, it'll all be gone. And our lives are all temporary things. You know, as I said before, Jesus said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doesn't decay. He said to some people, unless you love me more than you love your family, you cannot be my disciple. And the key for us is to put Jesus before everything. It's to store up treasure for ourselves in heaven. You know, in our world, that rich farmer who filled his barns would be considered a success. Jesus would have been considered a failure. He had nothing. He was crucified, and he died with only the clothes that he wore. You know, but those riches for the farmer are only temporary. But for Jesus, world history pivots on his life. The man who had nothing changed everything. Not because he was a good teacher, although he was, but because he was God. He was the center of world history because this is the moment when God came to earth. He's the center of world history because God became a man and took our punishment on the cross. It says in Hebrews, Jesus endured the cross for the joy set before him. Like he is telling us, lay up treasures for yourself in heaven, he's also doing the same thing himself. He's not laying up treasures on earth for himself, value there, but he's got joy before him. He can see us in heaven with him. We've just sung, death could not hold him. The veil tore before him. That was the veil of the temple. There was a giant curtain that went from floor to ceiling in the temple. And it divided the presence of God from the presence of man. And when Jesus was crucified, that curtain was torn in two. What divided God from man was torn in two, that we can be restored to relationship with him because of what Jesus did for us. Are you playing with balloons? I'm a bit disappointed they're not going down very fast. If I pull it, it's going to go faster. Is your life being something that's being devalued? Are you doing temporary things? Is your most important things just temporary? You know, balloons are fun. Don't ignore balloons. If there are balloons, play with them, but don't make them too important. Don't make them the most important thing, because this is what they are. They're temporary. They're for us to have fun with for the moment. They're not designed forever. And Jesus said, you can have fun now, but lay up treasures for yourself in heaven. Don't make balloons the most important thing. You know, when all those balloons were gone for those kids in Burkina Faso, they may have been disappointed. But actually, if they're doing what Jesus said and laying up long-term treasures, the balloon doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it deflates very slowly, made lots of holes in these, or it doesn't matter if it, sorry Richard, it doesn't matter if it goes bang all of a sudden. If we lay up treasures in heaven, there's something for us. Put Jesus first. Jesus said this in the same passage where he spoke of the rich farmer. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. Family, the other one's gone, the stuff, living for the moment. All that will be added if we seek first the kingdom of God. If you put Jesus first, you're building an eternal reward. If you put Jesus first, your reward is in heaven. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for dying for me, a sinner. Father, I want to put you first in my life. Forgive me for the things that I've done that offends you. Forgive me for when I'm playing with balloons, for when other things become too important and you're not first in my life. Father, I want to make you Lord. I want to lay up treasure for heaven, in heaven for myself. Father, I pray you'd fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live for you day by day. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to go back to Richard now. We're going to sing a hymn together. Fantastic hymn. One of my favorites.